This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gita Mala, and it's called Siddhi Lalas, or Hankering for Perfection. Srila Prabhupada explains that this Siddhi Lalas is perfection which is desired by devotees very advanced in Krishna consciousness. Nonetheless, it's something that our Acharya has given us as a meditation on how advanced devotees pray. Song 1. When, oh when, will I wander here and there, weeping in the shade of the trees and creepers along the banks of the celestial Ganges River in Navadvip? I will cry out, O Radhe, O Krishna, and will completely forget all about the so-called pleasures of the material body. When will I be able to live so simply by begging some food from the homes of the untouchables? I will drink the water of the Saraswati River, and in ecstasy I will roll about on the banks of the river, raising a loud uproar of Krishna, Krishna. When will I bow down to all the inhabitants of the holy land of Navadvip and humbly beg for a drop of their mercy? I will smear the dust of the Vaishnava's lotus feet all over my body, and I will wander around wearing the dress of a madman. When will I make no distinction between the holy land of Gauramandal and Brajamandal? At that time I shall be transformed into a Brajbasi. Then I will see the true form of the transcendental realm opening up before my very eyes, and I will thus become one of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. Song 2, Taking Birth in Braj. When will I be able to leave my gross bodily identity far behind? Within a split second, I will completely forget about all these false external affairs and behold the exquisite beauty of the divine realm of Braj, which is completely pervaded with eternal conscious bliss. I shall then take birth in the town of King Vrishabhanu, and I will be married nearby in the town of Javat. My disposition shall be that of a simple cowherd girl of Braj, and I shall not know any other mood. I shall obtain my own eternal spiritual body, transcendental name, and specific type of beauty and dress for the pleasure of Krishna. And when by the power of Sri Radha's causeless mercy will I be able allowed entrance into the methods of expressing divine selfless love for Krishna? As I go with a water pot on my head to draw water from the Jamuna River, I shall cherish remembrance of the ecstatic mellows that are shared by the divine couple. Thus being enchanted by this sublime conjugal love, I will wildly sing the glories of Sri Radha like a madwoman. Song 3, Entrance into the Group of Lalita Sakhi. While I'm thus singing and singing, will Vilas Manjari and Ananga Manjari come along on the same footpath, and seeing me in this crazed state of mind, begin speaking to me with the sweetest essence of words. They will say, "Come, come, Sakhi, our very dear friend. From now on, you will be counted amongst the attendants of Sri Lalita Sakhi. Giving up all your household concerns and fears of transgressing religious principles, just come along with us now and worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna." Hearing such sweet words, I will unhesitatingly take shelter of the lotus feet of both these Sakhis. Then they will show their merciful favor by taking me by the hand into the forest, finally bringing me into the presence of Sri Lalita Sakhi. Then the most beautiful Lalita Sundari will behave very graciously towards me and will accept me as one of her own maidservants. She will give me residence in a small cottage in her own garden, knowing me to be intensely desirous of rendering service. Song 4, Trained Up by the Sakhis. When will Lalita Sundari foster me as her own aspirant maidservant? Hopefully, she will train me up and eventually offer me unto the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, placing me entirely at her disposal for rendering various services according to her own merciful orders. When will Sri Rupa Manjari take me along with her to the banks of Sri Radhakund to give me lessons in the performance of service to the transcendental mellows? She will take me there and make me practice by following her instructions and movements. Thus I will pass my time feeling the greatest delight within my heart. At the lotus feet of Sri Vishakha, I will learn to play music and sing songs which are full of the transcendental mellows of Krishna's pastimes. All of the other Sakis in our group, including Sri Rati Manjari and Sri Rasa Manjari, will also welcome me into their fold with most kind and affectionate dealings. All of us will thus stay together, feeling the greatest supreme bliss, and we will perpetually remain at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. When, oh when, will I achieve this highest excellence of spiritual perfection, whereby I will attain the intoxicating nectar flowing from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? Song 5, Ecstasy at Sri Radhakund. The banks of Sri Radhakund are made of brilliant billions of conscious, ecstatic, desire-fulfilling touchstones, and surrounding the lake are hundreds and hundreds of beautiful transcendental gardens and groves. All the trees and creepers in these gardens are made of coral and rubies, and the fruits they produce are diamonds and pearls. Indeed, their branches are bending down to the ground due to the weight of so many lovely gemstone fruits. My small cottage is shining beautifully within the most enchanting garden called Svananda Sukhada Kunj, the grove that gives one the happiness of my own bliss. Living there, I will sing Krishna's holy name, and will greedily hanker for that time when I will get the personal service of him and his associates. Suddenly, while chanting and meditating like this, the songs of a divine flute will enter this maidservant's ear. Becoming madly excited by such a sound, I will forget everything and will listen spellbound to those wonderful songs of Sri Krishna's flute. The low, deep sound of his long Murali flute will call out Radhe, Radhe, the very name of my own worshipable queen. Startled with wonder by hearing such a sound, this maidservant will jump up in great haste with an extremely anxious heart, not knowing what to do next. Song 6, The First Chance for Seva. Thus waiting in my solitary cottage, I will constantly remain absorbed in remembrance of Sri Radha's lotus feet. After some time, I will eventually see Sri Rupa Manjari approaching. Coming up to me, she will say some very nice things. She will say, "O Sakhi, my dear friend, what are you doing sitting here? Come outside and look. Just see who is coming. The divine couple will now perform their splendorous, unparalleled transcendental meeting, and today you will be one of the maidservants at the lotus feet." The real treasure of the gopis of Braj is their Swarasiki Siddhi, the eternal perfection of the personal mellow they each express, and these individual moods are transcendently fickle and supremely chaste. In contrast, neither the meditations of the yogis nor the impersonal speculations of the Brahmavadis cannot bring such practitioners anywhere near the realm of such transcendental mellows as are naturally exhibited by each of the Brajagopis. If I could see them personally perform their midday pastimes there at Radhakund, I would be very much desirous of serving the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And whenever I get an opportunity to render some small service, I perform that act with the greatest care and attention, and will thus become rich with the divine treasure of her lotus feet. Song 7, The Glories of Sri Radhakund. When will Sri Rupa Manjari speak to me with such sweet words in a private place, vividly explaining to me the transcendental glories of Sri Radhakund? Rupa Manjari says, "Beyond these 14 worlds is the spiritual realm of the Vaikuntha planets, and beyond that, the area known as Mathura is the topmost supreme abode. Within that Mathura Mandal, the place known as Vrindavan is best of all, for that is where the Rasalila takes place. Please hear me now as I narrate these glories. Of all the places in Vrindavan where Krishna performs his pastimes, the place known as Govardhan is even better. And the best place in all of Govardhan is Radhakund, which possesses all transcendental potencies. As soon as I hear Sri Rupa Manjari thus describe the glories of this sacred Radhakund, I will become seized with such an eager yearning that I will swoon and fall down on the spot. When will I ever become intensely eager to serve the lotus feet of a Sakhi? When will my service attitude make her so obliged that she will mercifully bestow upon me situation in my own natural eternal mellow?" Song 8, Siddha Deha. This maidservant has a complexion just like lightning, and she is wearing a sari which has star-like pattern all over it. My name is Kamala Manjari. Eternally appearing to be only 12 and a half years of age, I always live within the abode of Swananda Sukhada Kunj. I render the service of preparing camphor within the group of Lalita Sakhi. Sri Radha is the leader of our group and the center of all our activities. And the Lord of my Queen Radha is the delightful son of Nanda Maharaj, who is the treasure of my life. I always desire to execute confidential service to the divine couple, similar to that which is rendered by Sri Rupa Manjari and her associates. And thus I will certainly get this kind of service, for I so intensely desire it with the absolute totality of my faith. When will this maidservant thus attain such completely fulfilled spiritual perfection, living by the banks of Sri Radha Kund? I will eternally serve Radha and Krishna, and all of my previous memories will long since forgotten. Song 9, the Mood of a Manjari. For serving the lotus feet of the charming daughter of King Bhishabhanu, I will become a sheltered maidservant of her maidservant. Indeed, I will live only for the happiness of Sri Radha, and I will always endeavor to increase her joy. I will understand within my heart that Krishna feels happiness only when Radha is happy. Therefore, I will never ever covet being with Krishna myself, thereby abandoning Radhika's lotus feet. All my associate Sakhis are my supreme well-wishers. They are my best friends, and they are all the teachers of my lessons in conjugal love. Simply by following them, I will serve the lotus feet of Radha, which are just like desire-fulfilling trees. I am forever given to remaining in the group devoted to Sri Radhika. I will never even look upon those persons who have abandoned her entourage, whoever they may be, and whatever mood they entertain. Song 10, The Ultimate Perfection. I am absolutely unable to tolerate Sri Radha's pitiable condition when she is suffering in separation from Sri Krishna, but I am fully prepared to immediately give up my life for the sake of their happy reunion. If I were ever to renounce the lotus feet of Sri Radhika for even an instant, I would become totally devastated. For her sake, I will gladly tolerate the pain and agony of death hundreds of times. When will I be able to serve such a divine pair of lotus feet as Radha's? Alas, I beg you all, O residents of Braj, please be merciful to me now. When will you take me into the transcendental forest of Vrindavan? O Vilas Manjari, O Ananga Manjari, O Rupa Manjari, please lift me up and bring me close to your own lotus feet, thereby bestowing upon me the quintessence of eternal spiritual perfection. Hare Krishna.